So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlokes regarding a kesef as nachasav la'achirim, v'niach as banav, v'lahoy banav noigim kashura. If a father assigned all his assets to a stranger and left nothing for his sons because his sons were not acting appropriately, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds zachul atayv. He's praiseworthy. While the chacham hold in ruch chachamim noichemenu. He is not praiseworthy because dilman nafkimine zaram alya. Perhaps his future descendants will act appropriately. The Gemara proceeds with such an incident. Tarna banan ma'isa ba'adam echach lahoyu banam noigim kashura. Amad v'chasav nachasav liyoynes in benaziel. There was this person whose sons were not acting appropriately, and he assigned his entire estate to Yonis and Benaziel. Ma'as to Yonis and Benaziel, Machar Shlish, Behikdish Shlish, Behikzil Abanav Shlish. Yonis and Benaziel went and sold one third, donated one third to Hekdish, and returned one third to the sons of the deceased. The Rashbam explains, as per the Gemara later, that Yonis and Benaziel was able to go against the father's wishes that his sons not get his Yerusha, because Stam Makayav Le, Beloy Pirish Amanas, Shetahana Behen Ata, Beloy Beni. When the father gave Yonis and Benaziel the gift, he did not specify that this was on condition that his sons do not benefit. Therefore, we assume that he gave Yonis and Benaziel a complete gift for him to do as he pleases. As opposed to the case the Gemara cites from a Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, in the case of Ma'isa de Beis Chayrin, where the gift was given on condition and was therefore an incomplete gift and not effective. Since Yonis and Benaziel was mentioned, the Gemara cites a well-known Braisa. Shmeinim tamidim hoyloi lehil hazaken. Shleishim hen ruim shetisha aleim shchina kameisha benu. Shleishim hen ruim shetamil en chama kishu benun. Esem beininim godlo shebekulo on Yonis ben Aziel. Katan shebekulo on Rabbi Yechna Medzakai. And proceeds to describe the greatness of Rabbi Yechna Medzakai in Torah as well as his vast knowledge. And me'achar de katan shebekulo kain, godlo shebekulo malachas kama vakama. That level of greatness in Torah certainly applies to Yonis ben Aziel as well. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'imer ze b'ni neman. If a person states that plainly so-and-so is my son, he's believed. However, ze achi ain't a neman. If he testifies that plainly is my brother, he's not believed. As the Gemara explains, this halach applies in two areas. L'yershay, to get a share in the inheritance. Ze b'ni neman, in his own assets, plainly does get a share through his claim, because as Rashbam explains, migadi bay yovle b'matana, ki amr b'nihu v'yershenu neman. Since he has the ability to give his assets to Pliny as a matana, he's believed to say that his assets shall be given to Pliny as a Yerusha. However, Ze'achi ein neman, in his father's assets, Pliny does not get a share like one brother, because Shari ein makirin oisei, the other brothers do not recognize Pliny as their brother. However, V'yitul imoi b'chelkei, this brother must give Pliny part of his own share in the father's Yerusha, because he admitted that Pliny is his brother. As Rashbam explains, if there were two known brothers, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben identified Levi as their brother, while Shimon claims that he does not know. Now, their father left an estate of three fields. If there are two brothers, they each get 1.5 fields. If there are three brothers, they each get 1 field. Therefore, in this case, Reuben must relinquish half a field to Levi because, according to him, Levi is their brother and is entitled to the third field. Shimon, however, does not have to relinquish half a field to Levi because, according to him, Levi is not their brother and is not entitled to the third field. So Reuben is left with 1 field, Shimon with 1.5 fields, and Levi with 0.5 field. And regarding Yibum, generally if a person dies with no children, his widow is required to undergo Yibum or Chalitza to marry his brother or perform Chalitza. However, if he states Zebeni, Neman, Avagav de Muchzik Lan Ba'ach, even if he was known to have a brother, but he was not known to have a son, and his widow is Becheskes Yibum, required to undergo Yibum or Chalitza, nevertheless, he's believed to say that Pliny is his son, thereby releasing her from this requirement. However, Ze'achi ein neman avagav deloy muchzik lan ba'achi ubebanai. If he was not known to have a brother or a son, and his widow is becheskes p'tur miyibum, not required to undergo yibum or chalitza, he's not believed to say that Pliny is his brother to require her to undergo yibum or chalitza. The Gemara now elaborates in the halacha of Ze'bni neman lifters ishtoy min hayibum. Amr b'hudam reshmul memneima omru Ze'bni neman. A person is believed to claim that he has a son, thereby removing the yibum obligation from his wife, because he has a migui in that he has the ability to do so now by divorcing her. Rav Yosef adds, Hashtad de amr amrinin hoyel, bal sha'am agirashti es ishti, neman, hoyel biyod lagarsha. By the same reasoning, a person is also believed to claim that he divorced his wife, thereby removing the yibum obligation, because he has the ability to divorce her now. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, amr Rav Yechanan disagrees, and he says, bal sha'am agirashti es ishti, ein neman. A person is not believed to claim that he divorced his wife because, as Rashbam explains, Dim Isa Digarsha Kala Isla Lamilsa. If he actually did divorce her, the news of the divorce would have spread, and since there was no kol, Kemali Lashakar B'Mokam Edim Dami. We cannot accept his migui because the lack of a kol contradicts his claim. The Gemara mentions a contradicting statement of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds that a person is believed to claim that he divorced his wife. The Gemara reconciles the two statements of Rabbi Yechanan, that it depends. Regarding the past, he's not believed. Regarding the future, he is believed. If he testified on the first day of Iyar that he divorced his wife early on the first day of Nisan, and then Edim testified that she was Mazana during the month of Nisan, Besan does not believe his claim and she is guilty as an Ashes Ish, because as the Rashbam explains, Shari in Kamigui. He has no Migui since at the time of his testimony in Iyar, he does not have the ability to divorce her retroactively from the month of Nisan. However, Lahaba Neman, if he testified on the first day of Iyar that he divorced his wife today, and Edim testified that she was Mazana later during the month of Iyar, Besan does believe his claim because Iboy Megarsh Lobafanenu. He has a Migui since at the time of his testimony, he does have the ability to divorce her. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Rav Mori Rav Zvid regarding Amal Mafreya Mao Lehemnu Labo. If he testified that he previously divorced his wife, does Bezdin accept his claim regarding future matters? Chara Mapalgin Dibura. A statement can be divided into separate components. Therefore, Bezdin accepts his claim regarding the future, but not regarding the past. Chara Mapalgin Dibura. A statement cannot be divided into separate components. Therefore, Bezdin cannot accept his claim even regarding the future, since it cannot be applied to the past.